So if you know me, you kind of know my philosophy on trading. I'm all about rules-based trading. I'm all about following a very specific process when it comes to developing as a trader. And part of that process is making sure you backtest and acquire data to ensure that your strategy has an edge before ever trading it live. So it's probably weird to hear me say in this podcast that, hey, trader, you shouldn't be backtesting. Here's why. I agree. I backtested last night with your tips with some good results, but I still have been sticking to one time frame as I want to remove a bit discretion, as that's been my downfall lately, but I will implement multiple time frames. Here's my bluntly honest advice. I don't think you should be backtesting right now. I think you're rushing into backtesting. And I say this because here's a mistake that I made in my trading, right? I say you're rushing into backtesting because from our conversation, it still seems like you're not 100% clear on what you want to do. And we can't really backtest if we're not 100% clear on what we're going to do, right? And here's a story that I did, and it's a gift and a curse a little bit. So when I first started trading, the first thing I backtested was advanced pattern formations, right? And I rushed into it because I simply wanted to trade right away, right? My goal, and I don't know if you guys have ever been here, my thought would be yes, but my goal when I first got into trading, I got mentorship, I got coaching, but it wasn't like, hey, excuse me, let's take advantage of this coaching and mentorship and use them to help me mold me into a good trader. It was, hey, these are professionals, I've paid them money, they've got systems that work, I trust them, let me just follow what they're doing and do it. So I learned about advanced pattern formations and I said, you know what? I'm going to test these things. I learned about them. I learned the rules, but I didn't learn anything about price action. But I'm going to test these things because they said I have to test before I can trade live. So I just want to check all the boxes. So I would start testing, right? And this is when I was unemployed. So I would spend like 12 hours a day working on my trading. So I was backtesting pretty quickly, because I'd put in like 3-4 hour sessions at a time, right? 4 hour sessions, lunch, 4 hour session, dinner, 4 hour session, go to sleep, and then repeat in the morning, right? I didn't really have much of a life dedicated to the trading. And again, like, was unemployed because I quit all my jobs thinking trading would be easier than it was, but that's another story. But what I noticed during this backtesting is like, I wasn't really fully sure on what I wanted to do. I knew the rules of what I was doing, so I had that part checked off. But every time I would test, I would have these different ideas for, hey, what if I use a different stop loss method? Or different ideas for, hey, what if I use a different target taking method? Or even in the really beginning, because I didn't train my eyes enough on what these patterns looks like, I was missing a lot of patterns that existed that I wasn't finding. I was taking some patterns that actually weren't patterns. My eyes kind of created this idea that there were patterns and I would take them. So I say that to say that my data wasn't actually legit data. It was random. And what I would do is I would backtest for whatever many periods. And then I'd be like, oh, I forgot about this. Or, oh, I didn't see that. Or, oh, I should think about this. And I would rip everything apart and I'd go back and start over. And then I would start over and I get a little bit better. And then I would have another idea. And then I would quit everything and start over. And I would do that like 4 or 5 times. So it sounds like me. Yeah, I told you, like, I know where you're coming from. I've done all the same stuff that all of you guys have done, right? This is why I think I've become such a great coach, right? Because I've just done a lot of dumb stuff and I've learned from it. And I can kind of pass forward the dumb stuff I did to you guys in hopes that you don't do it or don't do it as much, right? But I ended up spending probably like 5 times doing full backtesting. And you guys know that what backtesting is, right? You guys don't want to go through backtesting once, right? I'm not talking 5 times on a single pair. I'm not talking like, oh, I went through the euro dollar for 10 years 5 times. I'm talking about 5 times through a 20 pair portfolio. That's a lot of testing, right? Only to scrap it and start over? Shoot, right? Now, the positive of that, because there is a positive to the story. The positive to that is I got a lot of reps in the market. Reps that I probably should have got without testing, but I got my reps in, right? And my reps in the market, meaning I got to see what I was looking for over and 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 over again, right? Because I did so much testing. So my RAS became really good. My reticular activating system became really good. I was really good at picking out patterns because I've seen them so many times. So there is a positive to that story. But we spoke about opportunity cost, I think, the other day. I'm not sure if it was with you or with my other secret group that I don't tell you guys about. It might have been a podcast episode I did about opportunity cost. But I wasted a lot of time when I didn't need to. You look back and you think about the sessions I did back testing, right? So it probably took me about 2 weeks to do a full like 20 pairs, right? And again, I had 12 hours a day, right? 2 weeks to do a full 20 pairs. And I did that five times, right? Five times. So I wasted a lot of time testing, starting over when I didn't need to. So I'm telling you this for a reason. I think you should stop backtesting because I think you're at the similar point where I'm at, where you kind of have an idea of what you want to do, but you're not 100% sold on what you want to do. Meaning you haven't, I don't want to say perfected it because we never perfected, but you haven't gotten everything ironed out. All the T's aren't crossed, all the I's aren't dotted. You have a good starting point. You want to do this, you want to do that. But let me ask you this, do you have a fully rules-based trading plan written out? And that's usually the first question I ask. But let me ask you that, just 100% honest. Do you have a fully rules-based trading plan written out already? Or is it kind of, you know, ideas, but it's still in the works? It's 80%. So no. So we shouldn't be testing until we have that fully based trading plan written out. And again, trading plans evolve over time, so you always add to them, but we shouldn't be testing until we have that. And again, based on the questions about, hey, sometimes I see this, sometimes I see that, maybe I'll do multiple time frame analysis now, maybe I won't, right? These are all things that need to be ironed out in the strategy development process before we get into testing. So my advice would be this. One, I still think you should go back to the basic courses. I think you should do the foundation course, do the foundation 2 course, right? The foundation 2 course is literally called a study of price action, right? Do those 2 courses because you have a price action trading style and quote unquote master reading a price chart. Master identifying the ebbs and flows of the market, specifically the impulse moves that you're looking for, which are the meat of your trading plan or your trading strategy. Master identifying support and resistance and see if it's relevant, right? I'm biased towards support and resistance because it's the backbone of my trading, right? You guys know everything I do, whether it's entries, whether it's targets, whether it's whatever, is based off support and resistance. So I value it heavily, but you don't have to. But that's a question you need to ask yourself. Am I going to value support and resistance, or do I not care? And there's no wrong or right answer for that. It's going to be a wrong or right answer for you, but that's something you have to discover. And after you go on that journey of discovery where you learn to read price, you learn to read the ebbs and flows, you get better at identifying impulse legs, you understand how you value support and resistance and how that relates to your trade, if it's something that you should be aware of, if it's something that you don't care of, right? Now you're going to have a better grasp on your specific trading strategy. You're going to be able to fill in the holes, right? The blank spots that you currently have, right? That 20% missing from your trading plan are little holes of uncertainty, right? You're going to be able to fill them in. Once you fill them in, you'll have a fully rules-based plan. Your RAS will actually be improved as well. So your ability to pick things out in the market that are important to you will be fully developed as well, or more fully developed. Again, there's no ceiling to development, but you guys get what I'm saying. Then, and only then, should you go into backtesting. Because the backtesting is like the final exam, guys, right? Everything else we do in the market is your study. You're studying. We literally give you little quizzes at the end of the training sessions, right? So there's little quizzes to kind of see if you know stuff. The backtesting is the exam where you're testing your knowledge. Your knowledge is your hypothesis to see if it's correct. So you want to be as prepared as possible heading into that final exam and not be the person that goes in and has to do it again. Right? I'll give you one last story before we end this little rant here. So when I was going for my master's degree, there's an exit exam. And it's like a 7-point exit exam, pass or fail, right? So there's 7 questions from 2 years of study that you have to answer. You have no idea what they were, although I kind of knew because I knew people that had taken it before, so they gave me a little bit of a heads up. It was a thing we had. But the thing is this. You have to pass all 7. If you fail just one, you got to do it again. And you get 2 chances. So first time I went, wasn't fully prepared, right? I was doing this trading thing at the same time, so my mind was more consumed about being a super trader versus getting a degree. And I passed 4, failed 3. Wasn't prepared. So guess what I had to do? I had to wait an entire year to take it again. Not a month. Not 2 months. Not a quarter. Not a semester. An entire year. So I had to wait an entire year just to get a secondary opportunity. All because I wasn't prepared. And in hindsight, I'm like, man, if I just would have studied a little bit harder. Or if I would have pushed back to, like, if I would have pushed the exam back. Like, I knew I wasn't prepared, but I decided to take it anyway. If I would have pushed it back until I knew I was prepared for it, I probably would have passed. I passed a second time. I just wasn't ready the first time, and I tried to do it anyway. And it cost me a year of my life. And more money, because, you know, college takes money from you. So, between that and my backtesting story, just be prepared, man. Be prepared before you take that step. You're always going to continue to learn. Don't get me wrong. Nothing's going to be perfect. You're not going to be 100% because we don't even know what 100% is because it's always evolving. But if you put yourself in a position to do something knowing you're not ready, you're just going to have to do it again eventually. So you might as well take the time up front to make sure you're fully prepared before you start instead of trying to do it and needing to go back. You're just going to waste more time that way. So, and as a great actor once said, and that's all I got to say about that. What was that, Forrest Gump? I don't know if you guys saw Forrest Gump, and that's all I have to say about that. Is that Forrest Gump? I think it's Forrest Gump. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I know I mentioned a little bit about our training and our courses within the podcast. If you're interested in learning more about that, head over to our website, www.tier1trading.com. I recommend starting with the 14-day trial membership that will get you on the platform, that will give you access to the live rooms, which is where we had this discussion, and it'll give you access to a few of our training courses as well. That way you can kind of play around with it and make sure we're the right fit as far as kind of our philosophy on trading and, of course, our teaching style too. So www.tier1trading.com. Sign up for the 14-day risk-free trial membership. No auto bill, no anything sneaky where we take money without telling you. Just 14 days, then you're done.